All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me say. Come on.
Family, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus here live at the Now Network Studios with myself, Pastor E. We are excited tonight. Yes, our forum is to discuss, to discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. And yes, our mixed panel of opinions will share Jesus with the world through our testimonies to go and make disciples through our lives. And yes, no matter how sinful or how broken you are, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you, and Jesus is able to transform your life immediately. Doesn't matter if you're big time, small time, any kind of sin, God can forgive you, and he is ready to bring you in. And yes, he'll forgive all of your sins. He'll heal all of your wounds. He'll change the whole direction of your life when you begin to develop a righteousness in your relationship with him. And yes, that's called a Christian who directly submit to his authority and follow. Oh my God. Yes. Following Jesus always involves sharing his love with others who need him. I mean, the moment that you meet him, I mean, really meeting Jesus, immediately you're given the immediate privilege to do the most important thing that you'll ever do in this walk. And that's tell somebody about that love. Yes. He'll send many towards you. He'll interact you with a lot of people, but our most ultimate goal is to share his love with everyone, no matter what color, no matter what religion, no matter what creed. Our job as followers, as believers of Jesus Christ, is to share his love. And yes, we're going to talk about Jesus. Yes, welcome tonight. This is a restart for Let's Talk Jesus. We've done some replays the last couple of weeks and had the grandkids here. We've done a gracious ministry with them, and God had instructed us to minister to them instead of with them. Remember last summer, if you guys remember, they were on every broadcast and every occasion, but God said, no, sit down, minister to them while they're here, and then I'm going to release you. And ever since the day they got on the plane, I've been released. So here we are. We're going to talk about tonight, and we're going to make a series discussion about this. And what we want to talk about is faithfulness. Some people get faithfulness and faith mixed up. Remember, faith is the complete trust and confidence in something that you can't see. Strong belief in God's doctrine, strong belief in God's purpose, strong belief in God's application through his word. Oh, yeah. See, that's the faith. Faith is the substance of Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things what? Hope for, and the evidence of things not seen. But we're talking about faithful tonight, faithfulness. And faithfulness is the quality of being faithful in fidelity, faithful in relationship, faithful in commitment, faithful in our walk. And I know every time we talk about our walk is I'm always led and always reminded to whom all due is required and all accolades go to, and that is Jesus Christ. So we're going to start tonight with a few scriptures, going to bounce back and forth. I want you guys to get your pens, your pencils out, get your journals, your Let's Talk Jesus journals out. Let's get ready to go on this journey together. Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for this gracious opportunity to sit in your presence. Lord, we decrease of self, Lord. We die of agenda. We die of wants, needs, and desires. And Lord, ask you to fill us up with your power. Fill us up with your love and give us the opportunity to transform our minds by the reading of your word. That, Lord, we no longer see you through the letter, but now we elevate to the spiritual point to see you face to face. We thank you tonight. We worship you tonight. We praise you tonight. And Lord, we give you all the honor and the glory for what you've already done, but for what has already been finished. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen. See, when we're trying to develop, and that's what Let's Talk Jesus about, if you first time being here or second time or whatever, the Let's Talk Jesus is really for us to talk about Jesus. But now we have the foundation set of faithfulness, faithful to God, because you cannot be anything that God is not already. Remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, I dare you to read the whole chapter, but in chapter 1, all the way to verse 9, I don't read all these. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to read the first 9 scriptures. It says, Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God and Sosthenes, our brother. Now, I want to say, first of all, he was called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God. I say to us today that as we've grown and as we've elevated, we are still called because of Jesus Christ. And it's not our will. Oh, yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's his will that we do his calling. Verse 2, to the church of God, which is at Corinth. You can put your name in there. You're the church talking to today. To those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. Now, we have to understand here, as we're going through the word of God, you know, I'll stop at every comma. I'll stop at every exclamation point. I'll stop at anywhere to now get the fullness of that word. But remember, when we're studying the word, God is talking to the ones that are called. People open up the Bible and they want to question and they want to dispute and they want to go back and forth with us. And my first question is, well, my brother, before I can go there, are you called to be a saint of Jesus Christ? See, a lot of times we get ourselves in a lot of trouble. I'm helping some evangelists out there that are out there in the trenches and are meeting up against the opposition of other religions. See, first of all, before I can ever communicate with you about the word of God, I have to know you are in the same agreement that I am. Remember last week we were talking about being like-minded? See, when we're talking to saints, now, if this was a deliverance message, and I pray there's one out there tonight that does not know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, that leaves here with a personal relationship. That's you. You can dial 1. I have a minister. I'll put you in the green room right now. We'll get you your starter package. You come back on into the conversation in less than 10 minutes and be ready to go to the next level. But for those of us that have been called to be saints, are we really sanctified in Christ Jesus? Are we really standing in the position of called? Remember, it's all about positioning. Not trying to get ahead or not definitely getting behind, but staying in the right position. Watch that. To the church of God, which is at Hamilton House, Jackson House, Collins House, all of our covenant partners' house, to those. See, there's a difference. There's some people in your house that are still wavering. God is being intentional in this teaching here to say to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. See, there's a confirmation that are we on the same page? Can we right now, everybody under the sound of my voice, say, you know what? I'm on here. I'm not looking at the board right now to see how many I dropped and how many fell off. But those that are here now are saying, you know what? I am ready to decree and declare over my life that as I talk about Jesus, I'm talking about him because, first of all, it's the will of God. Number two, I'm sanctified in Christ Jesus, and I'm called to be a saint. I'm not called to be anything else, but to be a saint. and with all who are in every place that call on the name of Jesus, you're just like me, just like I'm just like you. Grace to each and every one of us. Peace to each and every one of us, not because of anything else other than the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. But watch this. I thank you, verse 4, my God, always concerning you for the grace of God, which has given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by him in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift. Oh, my God, somebody gonna get that one. Eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know if you're getting it, but it's all about staying in Jesus Christ. Watch this. God is faithful, my God, by whom you were called into fellowship of his son, Jesus Christ. If I wanted to emulate, if I wanted to duplicate, if I wanted to do something like somebody, I'm going to tell you tonight, you better do it like Jesus, unto the fellowship of his son. And there's no name greater. There's no authority greater. There's nobody. He's the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. We're talking about Jesus tonight as we explore. As we communicate, oh my God, as we come together on one accord, like-minded, same love, my God, same spirit, same Jesus. Now we can go to the next level of understanding that to be faithful, you have to know what faithful really is. And the only way I'll know, you can say, well, you know, that guy over there was faithful to his wife. I'm proud of him. But I cannot emulate that faithfulness, because that faithfulness is going to work for him in his situation, and it won't work for mine. I've tried it. Yes, yes, you have too. You tried something else. Somebody looked like they were doing it right. You didn't have all the right insights, but you thought you could do the same thing, and it never pans out. Oh, my God, I'm starting to get it now that I could join with Christ and understand it's all about his faithfulness, and his faithfulness comes from what? God, that now his faithfulness can become a part of me. Faithfulness through Jesus Christ is a total reliability, a consistency of Jesus Christ, not just in what people say, but in his personal character, made known by what? His word. Not only the word that he uttered, but the works that he performed because of the word. Now, we always want to remind and to acknowledge the fact that if you're trying to find out who Jesus is, you have to learn what did Jesus do. And we're very, 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 very high on it right here at the Now Network, P2P Ministries, and all of our other affiliates and covenants, is that Jesus spent a lot of time on this earth. And the thing he did the most of, I think I want to do that as much. We walked on water. No, hold on. He only did that one time. He did that one time. All the miracles, did you notice that he was not repeating the same miracles? He was doing something new all the time. Oh, my God, what is new? Something never, ever, ever, ever done before. Total reliability. To be consistent with Jesus. See, that's by following his character. His character of love, his character of humility, his character of willingness, his character of sacrifice, his character. Oh, there's so much about the nature of Jesus Christ. He is faithful by his nature. Not because of something he had to buy or ask for, because of his nature. Question one today. In your faithfulness, is it your nature or is it something that you have to be told to do? Is it your nature or something you have to be pushed to do? Is it your nature or somebody got to call you up early in the morning to remind you? Oh, see, faithfulness needs consistency. Trusting that you will come through. That's real faithfulness in Jesus Christ. Oh, we talking about the characteristic tonight. Don't you remember the promise? of the Messiah was faithful. It didn't come when you wanted it. It didn't come when people tried to protect it, but it did come, and it was never too late, and it was right on time. That's that faithfulness. See, Jesus Christ is faithful because he never changes. Saying what? Yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, we change so much. Oh, I'm not throwing rocks. I work on not changing myself in the flesh, but I work on changing myself in the spirit. That I'm not doing the old thing. I'm not practicing what already has been done. I'm reaching towards the mark of the high calling that nobody could tell you. Nobody could answer. Nobody could profess the faithfulness of never change. Oh, my God. Jesus is also faithful because he is the truth. Oh, yes, the truth hurts, but the truth will set you free. So you got to know grace and truth run together, just like love and faithfulness. That demonstrates Christ's obedience. Oh, remember they said, even being in the form of man, he did not find it robbery to be equal to God, but humbled himself to a point of what? Death. Oh, Philippians 2, go read it. Faithful, oh my God, because he's the truth. And let me tell you something else. You have to have a focal point on your faithfulness. You can't be like, well, I'm going to be faithful over here and it's going to work everywhere else. It will not work because that faithfulness will change because other people have other expectations, other requirements, other things they want to pull from you to make their faithfulness work. Oh my God. But when you become faithful with Christ, because it's a characteristic of him, now you want to take on the same characteristics, you say that I'm faithful just because he was faithful, and he was faithful to nobody else but his Father. He kept faithful to his work. Oh, it was hard. But he was faithful to his work. His faithfulness was seen in his words. He said what he said, he did what he said. And he said what he was going to do. He didn't waver because of his faithfulness. See the characteristics of his faithfulness about the he was faithfulness about the promises of eternal life. He was faithfulness about the authority for believers. He was faithful about his promise about the Holy Spirit. Everything God said, oh my God, he was faithful. I know it's one person out there. I just felt it tugging on me in the Holy Spirit. Just saying, you know what, this guy here is like really talking some good stuff because have I really been faithful? I want to let you off the hook right now. If you got caught in that one little situation right there or one thing that's been said tonight, let yourself off the hook, get on your knees, repent to the Lord and say, I missed it. See, we perish for lack of knowledge because we're not getting the right knowledge. We're not going through the word and we're not being, watch this, attentive. We're not paying attention, not knowing the principle. See, a principle, that will prove factual. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It will never be seen, but when you are faithful, oh my God, and you're willing for your faithfulness to stand until it comes up, it will produce the facts. But if you're looking for facts to produce faith, facts are in rebellion to faith. Fact says that door is right there. Faith says, go through it. Don't act like it's not there because faith says you can't see it. But as a believer, you have to remember that faith without works is dead. How can I be faithful when I don't even know what faith is? Because I'm thinking I'm faithful just because my mom and daddy said they love Jesus. Now I'm going to be faithful to the same thing. But I've never had a personal encounter. I've never had a personal experience. I can't even tell you all these things you guys are talking about. It sounds good, but I'm just saying amen because that's what I used to doing. But am I willing to change my life today? Oh, my God. From being just one that goes by the wave and is pushed by every this and every that. See, we fall for anything instead of standing for one. And that one thing is Jesus. See, he promised it came through. He is the truth. he was watch this. Even until the end, he was faithful.
He said, Father, forgive them all, for they know. Now, see his faithfulness. Well, you say, well, why how can you say that? Well, remember, he came because God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That was faithfulness to come. No one really talks about how big of a sacrifice to, first of all, leave heaven. Well, there's no pain, no doubt, no death, no anger, no nothing. Heaven is holy. To leave heaven to come to earth had to be the biggest sacrifice automatically. Once he got here and got into this flesh, oh, to give it up would have been easy to get back from which he came. So you had to know he already knew the plan. You had to know that he was faithful because he knew the outcome. He was faithful because he knew God would never leave him or forsake him. He was faithful because he knew his Father had sent him. He was faithful because he knew he had to do it for you. A lot of us get so far away because we think it's about us. My God, my faithfulness will teach me how to treat you. My faithfulness will treat me how to communicate with you. My faithfulness will show me how to work with you. But we have our own personal faith, our own personal faithfulness. It turns us right back around and we can't even get along. We can't even agree. We have to know that as we stand, we got to stand together. I need you. But I need you on the same page with me. I need you like-minded with me. I'm not going to even give way to anything that is not totally in agreement with being what? Called and being a saint. And what is being a saint? Just do the work. See, to be faithful and to exemplify faithfulness is just to be obedient and do what God has already said to do. Don't look for a new blueprint. Stop saying God is doing a new thing. Everything God has done is finished, complete. You can't add to it or take away from it. He requires an account of the past, but we cannot rewrite what God has already finished. See, you have to know that God is a completer. Oh, my God. Then he designs. Then it comes to earth. It goes from left to right. But up in heaven, it's a right to left movement. Already done movement. No lack movement. Doesn't experience no zeros. But when it comes down here to the earthlies, now it's on a linear move from left to right. Remember, zero, you were born. Now you're one. Now you're two. Now you're 50. Now you see how linear is moving? That's not vertical. God is vertical. Kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You better look up. You know, he reminds us all the time. Seek those things which are what? In heaven, where Christ is seated. Press toward the mark of the high calling. That's heaven. I go to prepare a place for you. Where are you prepared for the place? That's in heaven. That has nothing to do with left or right. That is up and down. That is straight vertical. Nothing should be able to separate you, just like nothing will separate him from you. But we, because of choice and the willingness of self, we always get separated and we say, God left us. Oh, my God. No, he didn't. God's still right there in the same position he always was. Are you ready to move into the right position and become faithful? And become faithful. Watch this. My God. Faithful to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 13, he says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, you will also make the way of escape, my God, that you may be able to bear it. But you know it's because he's faithful. He won't let you be tempted beyond your ability. When you fall, I'm just being real with you tonight because I love you. Here, let me go in testimony mode. When I fell, that wasn't you that even offered it to me. When I fell, that wasn't you that brought it to me. When I fell, that wasn't her, that wasn't him, that wasn't them. That was me. I failed me. I missed the mark.
If I would have said no, it would have never happened. If I didn't go, it would have never taken place. If I would have learned about faithfulness to God, I would have known that I had the ability to get away. It just took one word, no. We're going to do a national, my God, revival on the word no. Everybody I know, I'm going to get together. Can we preach this on the same Sunday? Well, I don't have a church right now. Can you go get a corner? Can you go to a park? Can you go where the homeless is and let's all preach no? If people learn how to say no from a young age, a lot of things that I know I went through, I would not have to even experience. No meant don't touch. No meant don't do. No. It wasn't like you got to learn no for yourself to tell yourself no, son. You have an opportunity in every situation that we go through to say no. Not to people, say no to yourself. I don't want to hurt their feelings. Just don't say nothing. Set a standard of characteristics of faithfulness. People already know. Don't even go, don't call him with that. Well, it's church stuff. No, it ain't faithful. It ain't like-minded. It ain't the same love. It ain't the same accord. He gonna call you on it. I'm gonna try anyway. And they get called on it, then they say, man, you ain't godly. Yes, I am. I'm asking you today, are you called to be a saint? Call me too, because I am. Are you called to be a servant? Go on, hit my number, because I am. Are you called to be a layman, to be the last, to be in the back, to be a clean? Are you called? I am too. Come on, call my name. But if you're trying to position yourself on what you think you're supposed to be, I cannot help you get there because that's not about my calling. Man, come on over here and preach this thing, man. Well, are we in the same like-mindedness? Well, I don't want you to all that stuff you say about positive and you can do it on your own. You don't need this and you don't need that. All you need is God. Can you leave that for your radio station? I need you to hit home. You remember? Oh, come on, hit home. Like, no, brother. No, I'm going to do what God called me to do. And I'm going to keep doing it because of my faithfulness. Oh, you see, I just felt it in the spirit. There's like by 10 people right now say, you know, we on the same page. I've been waiting to hear somebody. I've been waiting to connect with somebody that's talking about not follow me, not do what I say, but can we be faithful together? Oh, he going to make room for you. I'm going to get out the way for you. I'm going to give you every opportunity you tell me to give you. And just like you're going to do the same for me, can we work together because of our faithfulness to Jesus Christ? This is week one, the series, Faithfulness. I want to give everybody an opportunity tonight to dial one, get in this conversation. Let's talk about Jesus. Let's get it reared back up. Let's get it back to where, as I set the foundation, we can all have something to share that we leave here saying, you know what? I was able to communicate with that brother because of our faithfulness. Go ahead and dial one. Come on in now. We're going to continue this series next Monday and the first Monday of September. Then we're asking and we're petitioning, making a flyer right now because we're going to definitely teach on each show twice a month, but we're going to open up doors for other people to get involved. If they want to, got a word to share, a ministry they want to share, come on the network. Let's covenant together. Let's partner together. Let's see in communication, will this work for this network and what he wants it to do? But I want to give opportunity. This is opportunity month coming up in September. We want to open up the doors of opportunity to let your word get out, to let your sermon be taught, to be shared and to be blessed with others. We have the full lineup on Women Speak Now. We almost finished with Man Up and Monday, Let's Talk Jesus. I'm going to be doing 2 weeks of the month. I'm going to open that up for two other people. We had Apostle Gaskins. His season moved him to another state. He's doing some other things. Apostle Marvin, he was doing a Tuesday. He's moved on to some greater things. And so we have some open slots. We're going to be opening those things up. But on Let's Talk Jesus, let's communicate. Minister Terry, welcome, woman of God. I know you're going to come up in here. Let's talk Jesus. Faithfulness.
Yeah. Faithfulness. You know what, Pastor? I'm listening here. And you know, I have my journal out and I highlighted those two words, faithfulness and no. Oh, Jesus. We spoke about this no before. I think it was you and Pastor V on that no. because this is even as adults, but children learn that first word of saying no, no. And like you said, if you had learned that and no, and I thought about it when you were saying it, if I had learned that in life early to just say no, you know, and when you say no, mean no. Yeah, so glory be to God.
But wait a minute, you remember when we was growing up, we was told don't say no.
Yes.
You said what? I mean, it was certain things we were told that you don't say that even when you was like, man, I know.
You know, that's like when the children, when you telling them to come here, little toddlers, the first thing they say is no, because they're resisting. But they're learning to, they're resisting, you know, and they're resisting us. But when you saying no as an adult, you're resisting too.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
It just reverses. So glory be to God. I'm looking forward to this series too, Pastor E, because I tell you, it just takes us back to keeping our journals, keeping our notes, keeping the scriptures, because those scriptures, those are our references to go for, to read, to get into his word.
Man,
this
set your
awesome
own Bible
tonight.
Study up. Yes, set your own Bible study up.
I do. I wake up with my own Bible study, you know, with him. And I thank God, though. I thank God for you sharing, too.
Amen. Amen. Bless you.
Amen.
Bless you, Minister Terry.
God bless you, family. All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Dwayne Collins, Let's Talk Jesus, my brother. Faithfulness. Pastor Dwayne, you might have it on mute.
You hear me now?
I hear you now. I hear you now. I hear you now.
I want to touch on something you said, according to the scripture, that he said, there's no temptation coming unknown to man. First, see, he's been faithful. He's letting us know that's no temptation. He's not leaving nothing out of there. He's letting you know that's no temptation known or coming to man, that God will make a way of escape. See, he's been faithful even into that. So sometimes we got to bite the bullet in the mouth and know that, because every time God gives you scripture, he gives you facts. He don't hide nothing in there. You know, a lot of people say, well, we are sinners, a sinner. We all fall down. We all get up. No, no, no. He said God is able to position you faultless. He can able to position you faultless. So if he's able to position you faultless, that means there's no fault in you. But yet we make fault in us because we make up excuses. The scripture clearly says that that's no temptation, or that's no thing up under the sun can trick you. That's nothing coming to man that God hasn't put it in place. But we don't take the scripture. That's a point. I preach that and I talk that scripture because I'm a near man. I'm still in the flesh. This flesh ain't dead. I got to kill his flesh daily. He said I got to kill his thing daily. I'm trying to live in the spirit because the flesh would not go to heaven. Your spirit going to heaven. So you got to kill his flesh. This flesh going to live every day. That's no temptation. Or he said that he's making a way of escape. See, we get so caught up in titles and oh, they got a word and he's apostle and But he gave you the scripture. God has been faithful. God was faithful on Calvary. God was faithful on the cross. God never complained on the cross. God said, but let thou, if this be thy will, then let it be done. God had to remind himself, I came to die for the sin. I didn't come that you glorify me. I didn't come that you follow behind me. No, I came to die for your sins. I came to make an escape for you. So it's time out to say that we all fall. We all sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God. You can't fall short of the glory of God because if God is in you, how are you falling short? And we get so caught up, man, into where, because you hit me with this. I'm sitting to eat, man, and I'm in a calling situation myself right now. How could you be faithful to something that you don't love? If you don't love Christ, you're not going to be faithful to him. If you don't love your wife, you're not going to be faithful to him. I don't care how people tell you, man, you need to go be this, you need to go be this, you know what to be. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You got to have for this word. Because if you don't have faith for this word, you're not going to be committed to this word. You're not going to commit it to the cross. You're not going to be committed to Calvary. You're not going to be committed to grace and mercy. You're not going to be committed to the things that your testimony. You're not going to be committed to that. Because he's saying here, that there's no temptation that's known to man, coming to man. So we keep saying that God kept, God said that's no, he's telling us he's been faithful. So sometimes we got to tell ourselves, we got to quit denying ourselves. We got to let ourselves know there's no good thing dwelling in this flesh.
Mm.
This flesh want to live, man. This flesh want to be satisfied. This flesh want everything that it possibly can get. But God's saying, there's nothing up under the sun that can tempt you. There's nothing up under the sun that can trick you. Why? Because he was faithful. He put everything down on Calvary. When he was on Calvary, he put it there. God said, I love you, for God so loved the world. God loved us so much that he put the greetings in the Bible, but we just got to search it. We got to seek through the word of God. Because God said he's able, in the book of Jude, he said he's able to keep you from falling. God's merit and grace is every day, because we get new grace when we get up, when we walk, when we get into our frame of mind. We don't go by drinking. We don't go by cussing. We don't go by phoning. That's God's grace. But the mercy is his faith. God's faithful. His mercy, because his mercy, we do it every day. God give us an opportunity. So that's what we have to really grab hold to the word, man. You know, we like that. We like to hear a lot of people say, oh, man, they got a word. They got a word. But if you search the Bible, the word, they got to get him out the Bible. God got a word for you, too. God said he's faithful. God said without faith, without faithfulness, we can't do this together. God did it through 33 generations or 32 generations. God said that he was going to come. God put it in the word that he was going to come. God said he's going to die. God said he's going to risen. God said he's going to give all power. God said he's going to give you power and authority. God was faithful. He said he's going to give you that anointing. That's why you got the Holy Ghost, because you have the anointing. Everybody got an anointing if they accept Jesus Christ and follow after him. He that follow after the righteous. Follow after the righteous. We're not hungry or thirst. So you got to follow after the righteous. How you follow after the righteous? Because he's been faithful. See, he's been faithful. Every day he's giving you a nugget. Every day he's giving you a strength. Every day he's telling you, man, you can do it. Don't let the devil tell you. He tried to do that to me when I was on my way to Calvary. When he took me to the mountain, he tried to do the same thing. Don't you let him do you like that, because I gave you grace. Matter of fact, I gave you wisdom. I gave you knowledge. He said if you will resist the devil, he'll flee. That's no temptation that's come that's known to man. Everything, you know everything. Why? Because God has taught you. That's why he said that's no temptation. So for us to make an excuse and say that, oh, no, you did that because you want to do it. You did that because you thought you were bigger than I. You did, because he said there's no temptation. So you did that because you want to do it. We can override the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost ain't going to make you. No, the Holy Ghost is gentle. The Holy Ghost is peace. The Holy Ghost is going to talk to you. But you're going to override the Holy Ghost. Why? Because God is a loving God. God is not a God that's going to stand on you with an iron rod. He ain't going to make you do nothing. He give you free will. He give you a choice. That's faithful. That's faithful. He give you free will. He give you free will. He said, choose this day who you're going to serve. He didn't say, you got to serve me right now. He said, choose. Choose. That's faithful.
That's right.
That's unmerited faith. My God, man. You got to persuade me, man, because I'm going through something, man. And you gave me something that I've been going through, man. And I keep going through, and I keep going through, and I come back to the same bullet. I come back to the same table and say, God, you said, if I would seek you, you said if I deny myself, you said if I would lift up you, if you said if I would worship you, and you you ain't gave up on me. Sometimes you said it. Sometimes we feel like God ain't gave up on me. No, we have lack of faith. We have that's what happens. We're not faithful. We have a lack of faith because you can't be faithful to something that you don't know. You can't be faithful to something that you don't love. You can't be faithful to something that you're not committed to. Because if you're not committed to something, you can always walk away. You can always walk away. You can grab your marbles and leave any given day. Any given day you want to, you can take your marbles and go. Why? Because you're not committed to nothing. But when you're committed to it, like Christ did, Christ was committed all the way to Calvary. When he went to the earth, up under the earth, he was committed. He was committed. He came up with them. He went down and preached like he said he was going to do it. He was faithful. He said that he had never leave you and never forsake you. He's faithful. A Jesus said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But when hell come, where they at? You can't find him. But he ain't going nowhere. He's still standing in the back of the hairs on your neck still stand up and say, I told you I got you. I'm faithful to you. You may take me back on time, but I'm still faithful to you. You may throw a rock in my face, but I'm still faithful to you. You may talk bad about me, but I'm still faithful. You may want to walk away from me, but I'm still faithful. That's the kind of God we serve, man. My God.
Well, we have kicked off this series. We didn't kick this series off. We get some fire going on some faithfulness. We all need to be more faithful. Man, bless you, man of God. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm in a place where I think I'm in. And let God reveal and say you're not in a place. See, sometimes we say we're in a season, or sometimes we say we're in a resting place that God happens in. But actually, we land straight on our mind, because if God takes you in a place of rest, then you won't complain. If God has you in a place of rest,
ooh, you said something right there. Look, you said, look, hold on. You said something prolific right there. If you are in a place of rest, then why are you worrying? My God. Man, you know, we're going to bring something up tomorrow night on Man Up. I'll call you later, and we're going to put a topic together for tomorrow night.
My man, I appreciate it. God bless
you. All right, man. Love you, bro.
Love you, bro.
All right, talk to you tomorrow. Anybody else? Come on, we got a couple more minutes here. Dial in. Let's talk Jesus. Faithfulness. If you have, in any time, have something that you want taught on, you can send me a personal message and say, I want to hear about judgment. I want to hear about any topic. We will teach on that topic. It does not have to be just us going by, and we will, but we will also take suggestions and go there, and believe me, it'll be even better when we go like that, because now we really get into it with some open open discussions where we all leave this place different than we came. Well, I see nobody else is dialing one. We bless all that have been on board tonight. We have had a full board, so I know people are listening. I know we're gonna have a lot of callers on archive listening later on. We thank God for each and every one of you. Know that your faithfulness grows by being faithful like God. And understanding by being faithful like God, you will follow his instructions like his son did and be faithful and have faithfulness. Then when you have faithfulness, you can walk through faith. You don't have to worry about what's underneath your foot. Just walk. Oh, my God. Man, God bless you guys. Know that you are loved. Know that you are honored. Know that you are appreciated. But most of all, know that you are beautifully made by God. I love you. God loves you. Let's do this thing, man. We need each other. In Jesus' name.
I want Tasha Cobb to come help us sing this song of worship. God, we give you glory. Object of my worship.
We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, oh God.
In response to your goodness.
We give you glory.
Freely.
We give you glory, oh God.
Now we say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Receive this praise tonight, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh yeah.
For me.
For you have fought for me, defeated death for me, the weight of sin you carry for me. Your your never-ending love. What you gave for us is far more greater than anything. We give you glory, yeah.
Come on, worship us.
All over the room. Lift your hands.
We give you glory.
You deserve it.